Let's catch up with Catherine Tulich in Los Angeles again at WSFM to talk about movies. A slight twist on the theme this week, Catherine. We can't ignore the fact that T2 Trainspotting is open in cinemas today, but neither of us have seen it, so we can't comment on the quality of the film, except to say it's a sequel of a classic from 20-odd years ago.
Yeah, because I think you guys are getting it way ahead of the US, because it's obviously a British film. So I have not seen any sign of it over here at this point.
Well, a friend of mine went and saw a preview screening last weekend, and he said it was sad. Not in emotionally sad, but sad as in the characters had not, in all those years, gotten their act together. So that's either a good or a bad thing for Trainspotting fans. But let's talk about the Academy Awards, because they're on Monday, and it's going to be an interesting race for quite a few of the categories this year, isn't it?
Yeah, well, actually, I was just up in the area last night, and already Hollywood is completely closed down. So all the preparations, it's the big week here. So, yes, of course, everything we've been pointing towards now, the Oscars, and how will all the films do? Well, it seems to be pretty much a clear run. Everyone thinks La La Land, that is nominated for 14, could make the record of the most Academy Awards ever. It seems to be in the biggest leading spot for best film, director, certainly also best actress for Emma Stone. So I think we'll see it walking away with most of the awards on Sunday my time, Monday your time. But we also have some other interesting competitions. I think in Best Actor, I think it's really a toss-up now between Denzel Washington, who gave a great performance in Fences, and also the leading one that's been the favourite of most awards coming up has been Casey Affleck in Manchester by the Sea. And I spoke to him a little while back about this role and you know, taking on this very serious and very dramatic and quite depressing role.
You seem not that intense in real life. But
I seem like a lightweight. Is that what you're saying?
No, you seem like you're fun.
Oh, thanks.
But I mean, how hard is it to do a role like this?
Yeah, pretty comfortable doing it. It's more fun. I feel like everyone carries around all these complicated feelings, but most of the time you're just sort of having to get through your day, you know, it's great that my job is that I get to go be someone else and sort of get all of that stuff out and then go home. And who else can go to their job and like sit in the corner and cry and yell at people and be cranky or be this or be whatever it is that they have to be and get paid for it?
Yeah. Did you really just take the script, or did you actually research people that maybe had a tragedy in their life and how they reacted to it?
Well, the script is so well written that it's really, it was the primary and the best resource by far. Mm-hmm. And I went back to it over and over again. I did sort of wonder about, you know, now you can find anything online.
Yeah.
And so I thought, I bet I could find people reacting to, you know, such a tragedy. And sure enough, you can. You can find them on people on the news just after this has happened. And and you get a wide range of behavior. So it was kind of encouraging to see that, as a reminder, that people really behave in all kinds of ways. And what matters is that you believe it inside, and that will make it feel genuine. It's a pretty beautiful movie in that way, because it doesn't ever tell you, there's no message that it sort of crams down your throat. It sort of shows you this landscape of people dealing with it in all their different ways of dealing with grief and loss, and also dealing with sort of like the things that happened before the tragedy, how this husband and wife relate to each other, and you know, all those dynamics seem really authentically rendered.
We've covered off the contenders for Best Picture, for Best Actress, and Casey Affleck there for Best Actor. Tell us about the Aussies that we should be watching out for on Monday, Catherine.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the Aussies will walk away with a lot of awards, but they've got to be very, very proud. They've been nominated in a lot of categories. Lion is up for 6 Academy Award nominations, and Hacksaw Ridge, Mel Gibson's return, is also up for 6, and he'll be very happy with that. He's up for Best Picture, Best Director, So Hollywood has embraced him again. I'm not sure Hacksaw will win any. I think Lion perhaps has a good chance in some of the smaller categories like cinematography and possibly adapted screenplay. So that means, you know, Aussies will still walk away with an award. Dev Patel, maybe, but I really think Nicole Kidman, who is also up for Best Supporting Actress, has a pretty tough time against Viola Davis in Fences.
It's good to get your insight. Now, tell me, are you going to the Academy Awards or are you sitting suffering through it on the sofa like the rest of us?
I get to go to a few parties, but I won't actually be sitting in the awards. I'll be watching that probably quite comfortably from home.
Brilliant. We'll have a fantastic Oscar night and we'll catch you next week at WSFM.
Great. Thank you.